Too many bears have left our earthly realm this year, and your diligence this spooky season can help keep others from becoming accustomed to human sources of food. As part of its Halloween guidance, the District of North Vancouver is asking residents to consider keeping pumpkins inside until October 31st. Love pumpkin pie? So do the local bears, reads a social media post. The best thing you can do to help protect the bear population is to manage and secure attractants on your property, like garbage and organics. Right now, it's the fall hyperphagia stage for bears, which means they're eating as much as they can to bulk up for winter. Residents should be prepared for increased activity as hungry bears try to pack on the pounds. Last month, a bear in Deep Cove was put down after becoming famous for raiding a fridge inside someone's home. Bear watchers in the community said the bear had gotten used to finding food in people's yards first. The best way to steer bears clear of your property is to rid it of anything that smells like food. Experts suggest things like storing your bins and freezers inside secure sheds, and freezing extra smelly scraps before putting them out on collection day. And on collection day after Halloween, compost your pumpkin so it doesn't end up in the landfill. Here's our full guide to keeping your home bear safe. Halloween fire hazards. Did you know that Halloween is one of the top 5 days for candle fires across Canada? A statement from North Vancouver City tells residents not to leave candle decorations unattended and to consider using battery-powered candles inside jack-o'-lanterns. Place lit pumpkins well away from flammable items, trick-or-treaters, doorsteps, walkways and yards, the city said. Any decorations should be kept away from open flames and heat sources, which include light bulbs and heaters. And keep escape routes clear of skeletons, cobwebs or any other spooky objects. With rain over the weekend, and more forecasted through the week, the districts of North Van and West Van have decided to permit fireworks this year. Fire chiefs are reminding people to exercise caution, and that lighting fireworks near forested areas is always prohibited. Fireworks are permanently banned in the city of North Vancouver. Check out our article on the status of firework permits this year. Costume and trick-or-treating safety. North Van City also has a handy list of tips and tricks for the spookiest night of the year. Those include: look for costumes and accessories labeled fire-resistant. Avoid oversized or overlong costumes. Use non-toxic face paint or makeup instead of masks. And wear costumes that are easily visible or include reflective tape, and carry flashlights or glow sticks. For more trick-or-treating safety tips, see the city's full list. Don't drive like a bat out of hell. For all the drivers out there, the city recommends keeping your vehicle parked during peak candy foraging hours, 5:30 to 9 p.m. Slow down and be alert in residential neighborhoods, as children are excited on Halloween and may move in unpredictable ways, the city said. There will likely be more pedestrians than usual. Watch for people coming out between parked cars or darting across the road. Any new or inexperienced drivers should be discouraged from driving on Halloween. Keep it classy, North Shore spooks. What's spooky for you might not be fun for someone else. Earlier this month, someone made a 911 call after a Halloween decoration in the Edgemont neighborhood showed a fake hanging. Halloween decorations shouldn't be a source of trauma, said Rose LeMay, who placed the call. She encourages others especially not to use ones that portray suicide. But all good-natured scares are welcome, of course. If you want your haunted house featured in our interactive map this year, send us an email. Happy Halloween. nlaba@nsnews.com twitter.com/nick_laba